Well, we're fast approaching the showpiece final on Sunday down at the FIFA. How's the mood in the camp and how's the preparations going?
Alright, brilliant. It's obviously a different week, but we want to try and normalise it as much as possible in terms of our... Of course, it's not normal, but in terms of how we approach the game, try and approach it, how we always approach it and prepare, how we always prepare, and really looking forward to it.
How do you focus your mind, Rory? Because as a player yourself and being involved in finals, I'm chatting to the players today, and you know they just want it to be Sunday, they just want to be there, they just want to be playing enough. How do you focus their mind up until that?
Well, it's important that we do all our work this week and everyone knows their roles and responsibilities in the team and prepare for every eventuality, I suppose. And it's great that everyone's excited, but it's important we keep our eye on the ball and know that it's a game of football ultimately that we have to go and try and win.
It's a game of football, as you say, keep your eye on the ball, because your opponents are Shelburne and they proved really tricky opponents in the four games this season, really tight games, and Damien Duff will obviously have his troops fired up, so this isn't an easy game by any stretch.
No, absolutely not, and anyone that's seen the four games between the pair of us this season will know that our supporters are very educated as well, so they'll know that it's not going to be very straightforward whatsoever. If we're going to win the cup, we're going to have to earn it, and that's the way I see it. We're going to have to be at our very best, but we're in good. I think we'll be in good physical condition. The last few weeks we've managed people and shared the minutes around, so I'm hoping that we see the fruits of that now on Sunday.
Well, the city is at fever pitch already, shall we say. It's all talk. Wherever you go, where I was standing in supermarket queues yesterday, people were asking, where are we staying? What time are we going? Are we going by bus, car, train? What is it? It's all talk in the city about the FA Cup, but surely that's what it has to be, doesn't it?
Aye, that's what you dream of. And whatever, back in April last year when I took the job, you dream of moments like this and weeks like this, and the players and the staff here have been absolutely brilliant to get us to this point. But when you get the finals, you want to go on and jump the final hurdle. So, it's a really, really important that we focus on the game and what we're trying to achieve, and then hopefully enjoy ourselves for a few days if we bring the trophy back up the road.
Well, you joined Derry City, as you said, last April, but the reason you joined, you're the team that you played for, Rory, and the reason why you manage is the challenge for titles. You've done that best position in 16 years, finishing second, to get the cup finals and hopefully won them and get into Europe. That's the reason why you manage, isn't it?
Aye, of course, and our big goal, and we sat down with Philip and Sean and the board or whatever at the start of the season, that we wanted to cement their place in Europe again this year, see how much we could push. And we finished second, as you said, for the first time in 16 years, so that's progression. And now that we're in a cup final, it would make it extra special if we could win a piece of silverware.
Well, you've a mix of experience in your team that you'll put out the field on Sunday, Rory. You know, you have the likes of Patrick McElhinney and Shane McElhinney, and you have Danny Lafferty, and you know, all those type of players that have been to cup finals, won them, played for a long time around. But is your message different to those who are in it for the first time to those who have the experience?
No, well, we've played Shelburne four times. We're playing Shelburne on a different pitch. That's the only difference, in a different stadium. You're right, we do have players with good experience. Patrick's about to play his eighth cup final, I think, which is an unbelievable achievement for someone who's only 30. Amazing, and we've got lads who are playing their first, but normally on days like this, it can be the lads who are playing their first can be the heroes, and hopefully one of that pack emerges as a real hero.